Dictation for Ray, R-A-Y, Ward, W-A-R-D, June 24, 38. Addresses a letter to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, 4631713. Dear Dr. Moon, follow up Mr. Ward with history of advanced renal failure related to ANCA and capacity vasculitis prior immunosuppression last visit in December. He received radiation treatment for left-sided lung cancer, apparently large cell, underwent bronchoscopy ultrasound guided biopsy because of multiple different sizes pulmonary nodules. They are showing metastatic adenocarcinoma. To patient to see Dr. Yadam, Y-A-D-A-M, this afternoon. Will need to be referred to oncology for potential chemotherapy. Chronic dyspnea, but has not required any oxygen. Reviewing the encounter with Dr. Yadam, 6 minutes walking test, oxygenation was normal, and he was able to walk 1,000 feet. Significant weight loss from 164 to 155. Appetite is poor, 3 small meals, denies vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation or bleeding. Urine flow is low, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, no chest pain palpitation, no oxygen or inhalers. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. Exposure to amiodarone anticoagulated with Eliquis, no blood pressure medicines. Lungs are distant clear, no pericardial wrap. No ascites, no edema, non-focal. He looks chronically ill. Muscle wasting, pallor of the skin. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Few days ago, June, anemia 11.2 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Creatinine at 2.26, which is baseline over the last few years, representing a GFR 28 stage 4, minor low sodium and high potassium, minor metabolic acidosis, low albumin, corrected calcium, normal low, normal phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, associated to incapacity vasculitis, prior use of Rituxan, clinically stable, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic, no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, present potassium acid base acceptable to monitor over time. The most important issue now is the metastatic adenocarcinoma. Patient mentioned that he's not sure he would like to do any chemotherapy. We'll see what Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, has to mention. Looks like he might go potentially for palliative hospice care. All issues discussed with the patients. We review the recent imaging and the biopsy. He's going to Dr. Yadam this afternoon. Emotional support provided, end of dictation.